The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
I will remember you. Will you remember me?
Boys in the house.
Don't let your smiles pass you by. Smiles not for the booty touch.
Na 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 na.
Welcome to my brother and me, insert number here. Funeral for a friend.
I can't.
Bye-bye, Ty-Ty.
That's how could this happen? Did I do this? Did I do this because of in the last episode I made fun of Beautytainment? It's listen, if I could take it
Are
back.
Are you there, God? It's me, Griffin.
If I could take it back, I would take it. I've made my decision. I'm going to delete the last episode of the podcast from the internet because I was making jokes. I was making jokes with a T. Because that's what I've started to call him. That's what Tyra calls him because she just has to get as much Tyra and stuff as she possibly can. I was making jokes at the expense of America's Next Top Model, Cycle 2.2 or 22, depends on who you ask.
Boys in the house.
Boys still in the house. Boys are inextricable from the house.
I may interject, boys.
Please interject.
I have not kept up with America's Next Top Model, Boys in the
House. Well, it's because you're a piece of shit and you don't care about things that make me and Justin happy.
But here's my question. This is a rare opportunity. It's just so real. It's so nice that we have someone here whose fault it is. It's me. That I can
But let me ask you this. Was it canceled because of flagging quality? Has the last season been noticeably bad?
Dumb
idiot.
It flew too close to the sun, and it was too close to perfection, and God killed it.
Well, it sounds like Tyra put out a statement on Instagram, on the IG platform, that I'm sure she posted with her Opal phone or whatever, and she posted it and was like, I think Cycle 22 is the last one. That was her statement, and as if it was Tyra's choice. Mm-hmm. If it was Tyra's choice, that's fine. I'm starting to think that there is maybe some external pressure. Maybe Usai wanted to renegotiate his contract, and as a power move, instead of renegotiating the contract, they just burned the whole fucking show down around him. I don't know. Maybe Miss J is tired of doing this. Maybe Miss J wants to become an astronaut or something. Maybe Miss J just wants to focus on travel or something. I don't know. And they just burn the show down.
What if they're gearing up for 3.0?
No, stop it.
CGI Tyra Banks.
First of all, that would mean they were skipping 8 seasons to jump directly to season 30. Listen, I'm happy. Don't be sad because it's gone. Be happy because you loved it in the first place. And it was here and gave us 22 great years of programming. But it's
when Tyra was just 7 years old, she started film.
Miss Banks is 29. And it's that's how fresh she looks.
It was the best show
ever.
It's ever on television. I was just hoping we could start. Oh, it's My brother, me, it's the vice chair for the modern.
No, that we said it. We're
my
good.
Oldest brother. Did we introduce ourselves?
We didn't introduce ourselves.
I don't think so. I'm Travis. I'm your middleest brother.
I don't get a name this week. All you need to know about this voice that you're hearing in your ears right now is that it's desperately sad. This is not a joke. I think about things because I see 30 coming. I see 30 coming. And once I hit 30, it's like, what's the point? And I've reached this point where like,
cool.
I eat like a really good pizza and it's like, that's great. But now that pizza is behind me for the rest of my life. I've eaten that pizza. That pizza moment has passed. And now I have that about the thing in my life that meant the absolute
most
to me.
To you. I was hoping we could start this episode with just some remembrances.
Okay.
If we could do that, some of our favorite moments. Griffin, do you think we could kill a few minutes by inserting your remembrance of the freshest moment in all of Top Model history? Just to
cut that in right here. And please enjoy. This is our clip show in remembrance of ANTM. The boys were in the house
And now no one's in the house.
No one's in the fucking house for three. You gave us 3 seasons. You gave us 3 seasons. They found their footing after 20 fucking seasons. This how you do me?
It's the clip.
I praise you for years. This how you do me?
The new cycle of America's Next Top Model started, which I was not aware.
Yeah, it started. Fucking Justin 2.0. They changed the goddamn game. Boys in the house.
So there are boys in the house?
There are girls in the house too, but there's also boys in the house. And let's just say things get
a little sexy.
did you hear that? I put a little too much smoke in that.
I've missed a month.
That was a little smoky. Yeah. I can describe everything that's happened in every season or in every episode. First episode, they line them all up at the top of a staircase, and they say, guys, go pick a girl from the other side, walk down the staircase, do a pose. And that's how they introduce all the guys and girls to each other. This one super fucking fresh dude walks to the stairs, looks at the women, shakes his head. No, this will not do. Turns around to the dudes, picks a dude, walks down the stairs, kisses him on the mouth, turns to everyone like, what's up? Fucking crowd, like, just burns the fucking building down around them. Just, like, starts tearing downstairs, like, the dopest thing I've ever seen! Fuck! It's the fucking dopest moment in reality show history. And the other dude was, like, straight as an arrow, like, I don't even fucking care. That was the freshest and dopest thing I'll ever be a part of. It is required watching. Also, they've changed the theme song. So when it does the "Wanna Be on Top," a guy's voice comes in and goes, "Boys in the house," and it's my favorite. It beats out "Growing Pains," it beats out "Full House," it beats out "Family Matters" for greatest theme song.
Still fresh. You know, he actually retweeted that clip.
He did. Thank you. Oh
God.
It's gone. I tried to get him on as a guest, but I forgot his first name.
It was either Corey or Cody.
I think it was Cody.
I think it was Kobe.
I think it was Corrin.
I think it was Kobe Smulders.
He was the freshest dude ever. And it doesn't matter because the show's over now. I think it was Cody, right? Corey? It was Corey. I think it was Corey Wade. Corey Wade. I was just kidding. I knew your name the whole time. You're fucking fresh as hell,
You're PS. Fucking fresh. Couldn't get Corey. We did get Katarzyna from Cycle 16. But unfortunately... She didn't
want to.
Didn't want to. Didn't. Wasn't contacted about it.
I want to tell you my favorite ANTM moment that I think Sydney and I have probably talked about more than any other is at one point they were in I would assume Africa. It was one of, if you never watched the girls and. Sometimes the guys in the later
years. For 3 beautiful fucking seasons.
Yeah, for 3 perfect seasons. The back half of the season, they would take the girls or the guys to an exotic locale. And in one cycle, it was cycle 6, if memory serves. There was an elephant in this challenge, and the girls were supposed to pose with the elephant. And one of the models decided she'd try something a little crazy, and she stood on an elephant's foot. And then the next model saw that shot, and then she stood on the elephant's foot as well for her shot. And she got called out on it by the other models. And her defense was, I'm never going to have an opportunity like this again. I just wanted to stand on an elephant's foot for once.
Yeah.
Still, like, it was amazing. Like, this was a lifelong dream that she was finally being able to fulfill, and the other models were trying to rob her of it.
Dear mom and dad, it's finally happened.
It's happened.
I think my favorite moment was in season, I think it was 16.
You haven't earned this.
I think the second episode, someone in the house was murdered, and the rest of the season was a whodunit, with Detective Tyra. I think that was my favorite.
That was the aborted ABC series Whodunit, and they only did one season of that, which is also another show, TV crime, and I cannot delve into this with you.
That show was a TV crime. I agree with you. Listen, I think
it had something to do with the broken aquarium. I didn't watch it all the way.
That's literally the first episode. You watched a commercial for it once. Stop.
That might be true. It all blends together. I think there were boys in that house too, though. I think there have been boys in a lot of houses, Griffin.
Travis, right now, you're running your mouth. Like, a lot of our I love you dear listeners, a lot of you guys, when this horrible news dropped and I was devastated and I got on Twitter just like tearing open my heart and just scorching it down on the internet and letting everybody know just like where I was as a person. Uh-huh. I was really putting myself out there, and I got a lot of people like, looks like no one's in the house. And it's like, do you not get it? Like, do you not get the basic human, like, connection they just have with all of us?
We were doing this podcast in the hopes of someday being called on in a guest judge, maybe as part of a teach, maybe like those brothers that taught the models the swirl. Remember the swirl?
What would you two teach? I'm excluding myself from this because I would not qualify. What would you two teach the models?
Travis, they had twins named the A Swirl Twins that taught the women how to swirl. That was the whole teach.
I could teach them the stanky leg. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to talking about questions that people have, because honestly,
just I can't do this.
This eulogy that we've been delivering, I thought was going to be like weirdly liberating, but nope. This is just my life now. Is I'm just going to be sad about ANTM forever. If you know Tyra Banks and you want to put this in front of her just to let her know about how her selfishness or whatever happened has just completely destroyed two human souls. Please do that.
What if we take this tragedy, we turn it to opportunity, we kickstart season 23, we fund it, we produce it, independent, we stream it on like Crackle, and it's all McElroy funded.
Okay. I would feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you think we'd be too close to the art?
No, like if I had to like evaluate people's bodies and shit, that
We wouldn't host it.
Oh, I see.
We're just funded. We're the money.
I'm not going to step on Tyra's intellectual property, her type. Yeah.
No, she would keep doing it. We're just giving her the money to keep doing it.
I don't think the money was the issue. Let's move on. I can't.
I can't even do fun goofs about it. It's the saddest thing that's ever happened. Ever. When one changes.
Come on.
Do you want me to read it?
Fucking shit. Yeah, if you don't mind, Trav.
When one changes their avatar or profile picture to support a worthy cause or to mourn a tragic event, how long should one wait before changing their profile back to some meaningless bullshit filled with cats? That's from supportive, but don't want it to be my whole thing.
Can I change? Is there any sort of twibbin I can put on my profile just to let everybody know how just completely gutted I am about ANTM?
Yeah, where is that? ANTM Memorial Ribbon Twibbon.
At what point, Griffin, would you change it back?
Never.
Never.
This is the
answer. I've still got the Rainbow Avatar on Facebook from when they made all the marriage great. And
when they fixed marriage?
Yeah, when they tweaked it. I still have not changed that back. Pretty much, I think I'm the last bastion because I see everybody I know has changed it back. Like, over it already, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They just fixed. You're basically a homophobe. I wouldn't go that far.
It's just like your priorities are maybe not especially good. It's like, go Royals. Here's my Royals pride. Here's me in a Royals hat. And it's like, well, that's fine and everything, but I guess the thing that's like more important to me is how like a whole like group of people were disenfranchised, and then like we sort of like fixed that. We came together.
You know what the problem is?
Huh?
We don't have like a profile picture palette cleanser. Like, so say you switch your profile picture to like support like anything, you know what I mean? You support like gay marriage, right? Whatever you change it to next, people are like, oh, I guess you care about that more than that cause.
Right.
So what you need is like just a neutral like beach shot. Like it's just picture, the ocean that everyone uses.
A picture of some pickled ginger.
Yes. Something that everybody, like when you put it up, everyone goes like, oh, okay, he's going to transition, but he's letting us know he's resetting back to one.
Yeah.
And then the next picture is something else. Rather than, it's not about which one you care about more.
I think that what you're missing is if you hang on to one of these causes long enough, eventually it's going to be ironically hysterical. Like, ooh, don't you wish you had sat on your Coney 2012 ribbon until now? Because people would think you were just off the chain. That's our thesis at this point.
Yeah.
You're loped for Coney.
I'm still coming. By the way, Coney, I'm still coming after
still
you.
Still coming fucking for you.
Listen, I still just got my eye out.
Listen, New Year's Eve 2012, the ball dropped. A lot of people were like, all right, guys, time to move on. Move not on. Me.
Nope.
I was seething. 3, 2, 1. Ah, fuck it. I can't even get excited about 2013.
I can't get excited about 2013 because they're going to cancel ANTM in 2 years. Where do I go from there?
What if every day you just scooted your profile picture over like 1% and scooted a new picture in 1%? And if you did it slow enough, people wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
People would never see it coming.
It says, I see a picture of, it looks like half your face, and it looks like you might be eating like a big piece of deep dish pizza. And then like, but weirdly to the right, like there's a weird jump cut, and then it says coat. And I'm not sure like what's going on there.
What's going on there?
You guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, I guess. That's what we do on this dumb shit.
We gotta get over this fucking thing. This Yahoo was sent in by level 9000 Yadrew Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by an anonymous Yadrew user. We'll call him Coney. Coney asks.
We found him.
Well, he wasn't missing, was he?
Why? I have no idea.
Okay, great.
By the way, that was about 2 years before I started caring about current events.
Just so everybody doesn't think we're like total idiots, I'm sure Coney's still out there and still sucks. There's nothing funny about Coney. No, there is something funny about Coney 2012. That was the craziest name for a campaign ever. Just want to say. Okay.
Yeah, Coney's the worst. All right, so Coney asks. Listen, we don't want to make light of Coney, but anyway, I'm imagining that Coney is on Yahoo Answers and asks this. Teen fun crazy camps?
Oh.
Does anyone know a camp for teenagers? Where you just go crazy and have insane parties. Like a rave kind of party without drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for an organization that's weekly.
Wait, a weekly camp?
Yeah, it's like one of those.
Like it lasts a week or you go every week to party camp?
I think they're saying every 7 days.
Uh-huh.
You roll up to rave camp.
Uh-huh. But no and drugs just, and alcohol.
No drugs and alcohol. You're just high on being at camp, and you just lose your mind in a dark room.
I was thinking, this person was basically describing the burn until they got to the part about no drugs or alcohol, and then they were definitely not, 100% describing,
not describing
Burning Man. Like, for sure not.
Did you used to go to teen clubs? I mean, when you were a teen, not like as a
kid. Well, yeah, adult. I think we've talked at length about the Gym Factory before, haven't we?
I believe so.
If so, it's been a while, but yeah, I used to go, there was a place called the Gym Factory, which does not sound like a place where hundreds of like 14-year-olds would go to get their first hand job, but it is where hundreds of 14-year-olds went to get their first hand job, because there's a dark room in the back of a sort of gymnastics facility where you go train for gymnastics, but then there's a dark, stinky back room where 14-year-olds would go and be in the dark and just get wild on each other.
No alcohol, no drugs, but all the hand jobs you can handle.
Yeah, you know the show Wild and Crazy? You know that show Wild and Crazy Kids? Uh-huh. That show got its name from a time that fucking anyone from that show. Omar Gooding? No. Was it Omar Gooding?
And Donnie Jeffcoat.
Yeah. They walked up in the Gym Factory.
I want to say the woman's name was Anita, but I'm not sure.
No, you're wrong on that. But they rolled up on the Gym Factory on a fateful Friday night, and the stink blast just hit him.
And Donnie yelled, "These are some wild and crazy kids." And Omar snapped his fingers and pointed at the sky. That's it. Magic, and Donnie.
And then they started just butt freaking on each other, because that's what happens. Oh my God, you go there on Friday night and you have yourself a butt party. And so yeah, I mean, I used to go there and that was weekly, but it wasn't camp-like. There weren't any pup tents. I mean, there were, if you know what I'm talking about, teen boners.
For sure.
Teen boners.
There is a film, of course, from 1987 called Party Camp.
Yeah.
If I may be so bold as to read the one sentence descriptor from Wikipedia.
Yeah, please.
The plot revolved around a teenager who takes a job as a summer camp counselor, only to spend the whole experience partying
and creating hijinks.
I feel like you could read that sentence and then say, what movie is that? And people were like,
Meatballs?
8,000 movies?
Heavyweights?
All of them?
All movies?
Meatballs?
Inception?
I'm pretty sure you've just described Apocalypse Now. This would be a pretty dope camp. I feel like I would really enjoy being at Camp Lightstick. It sounds like it would be a pretty sick time.
Bummed out if you showed up and you like had watched all of these like Meatballs 1 through 12 and you were like, oh, whimsical, crazy experiences at camp. And you showed up and everyone's just like, you know, around about 5, we'll do dinner. And you're like, and then it gets crazy. And they're like, No, we might have like a cookout, maybe roast marshmallows, but everybody's usually in bed by 8. And then the counselors get together. No, we just do devotional.
Well, why were they advertising as a party camp, Travis?
Yeah, this is party. You've just described something that's not
party. Oh, because
it's owned
by Donald Party and his family. It's a family.
Oh, shit.
The Donald J. Party Camp of Falconry and Early Bedtimes. Why do they even have this camp?
A black limo just blasting drum and bass music, like, rolls up into the middle of camp. They're like, oh, my God, it's him.
He opens the door. Falcons fly out.
It's Don Party. Those falcons fly out. Clint stands up. And it's just an old, bald man. He says, what are you guys still doing up?
Donald, it's 5:45.
Yeah, I know. This is my camp. I set the rules. Just kidding.
And he shoots an arrow into a bullseye clear across camp.
Fuck yeah, but the bullseye explodes and it was full of DMT, and the spirit molecule.
And he's like, I guess you're wondering why I'm here. And everybody's like, yeah. And he's like, does anybody remember the password to our QuickBooks account? I forgot it.
And then he plays the electric guitar.
Oh, I thought that was Falcons.
It was a falcon playing electric guitar.
Oh, fuck.
This sounds good.
For a lame old man, Don Party sounds pretty cool.
Wouldn't this be exhausting, though? Like, wouldn't you also need a chill-out camp, like, next door?
The camp across the lake, that's the feud. Like, oh, they're so chill.
I was about to describe chill-out camp, which would be a camp where you just chill out, like, sit around a fire, relax, make, like, some crafts and shit. And then I realized...
Camp.
Yeah, you're just describing camp. Yeah, yeah, like
you have some orange juice and some snacks.
Oh, so camp. Wait, have every camp I ever been to, has everyone been a chill out camp for another cooler party camp next door that I just didn't get the memo on?
There's always a cooler camp. There's always a cooler camp. You're never at the coolest camp.
Unless you're at Camp Nowhere. That place was crazy.
Yeah.
Camp Nowhere was wild.
Oh, man. So you guys all, hey, listeners, you all know that Justin, Travis, and I were all in the hit film Camp Nowhere, right? I was Christopher Lloyd's butt double.
We get residuals anytime a podcast mentions it.
Multiple sex scenes.
You watched Camp Nowhere and you went with your parents thinking like, this is going to be a fun summer romp. And it was. Save for like the 6 or 7 explicit Christopher Lloyd sex scenes. That butt that you saw, you're like, I don't want to see Doc Brown's asshole. That wasn't. Here's a little bit of movie magic. Let me take you. BTS. That was my asshole.
They did for those extended scenes. Completely unnecessary and contextless.
That was the year that we invented CGI. I had fucking Weta doing stuff. This asshole.
Did you also do the love scenes with Susan Lucci, or was that Christopher Lloyd improper?
No, that was actually they were very much in love during the making of that movie. So that
wide
was
shots,
all,
Lloyd close ups, Griffin.
Right, all of the passion that you got from that romance, that was real passion. And I can't. I'm a great butt actor. I can't fake that.
No, that kind of butt chemistry, you can't.
you can't
learn
fake.
That. Stanislavski said that.
Can't teach that butt chemistry.
I have a close friend who is falling headfirst into what is so clearly a pyramid scheme, and it's changed him noticeably in the past few weeks. He's always been a classic hippie stoner type, but recently he's been dressing like Ward Cleaver and speaking like a life coach. He is also trying to get another friend and I to come into what he calls dinners with the business, and he paid up front what I expect is thousands of dollars to these people without knowing what he was getting into. How do my friend and I get him to see that he's being sucked into something shitty? That's from Concerned in Connecticut. You got to be careful about this because, you know, some people are getting rich somehow. And maybe this guy's plugged in.
No, somebody's got to be at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you're very casually throwing pyramid scheme in there when I think that this is much more likely a cult.
Yeah, for sure. I got a real culty vibe.
I get real culty. I think it's the change of dress. The Ward Cleaver, very, what if we're dealing with like a Stepford husbands or a Stepford single guy? The Stepford single guys.
I had a friend that I once thought was getting into like a pyramid scheme. She was selling, it doesn't matter. But we went to a party at her house where she was selling this stuff. And I thought, oh man, I like this girl a lot. She's getting into a pyramid scheme, I think. I'm really worried about her. Flash forward to like 2 years later, she's fucking taking vacations to Mexico and has an army of people working underneath her. Like, she's at the top of the pyramid. You know, somebody gets there.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be at the top.
I mean, I would say in your friend's defense, if he's making the transition from hippie stoner type to like dressing well and speaking positively and doing a thing, maybe just let it play out. Like, it doesn't sound like he had his shit together to begin with.
Now, let me say this.
Okay.
You miss the point where you can do anything for this friend because they are already like tens of thousands of dollars into
is. What's he going to do? Walk away? He's not getting a refund.
You cannot walk away. Where did your hippie stoner type friend get thousands of dollars on dinners?
Maybe he's been saving up. But anyway, that money's gone now. And if he leaves now, then Tyra's going to hunt him down. I mean, whoever's running this pyramid scheme is going to hunt him down. And so I just need the two of you to please buy some fucking makeup for me, please.
Griffin, are you having some problems being an inner beauty tainer?
I am having problems, but they are not unsolvable.
They're called problatunities.
Tyra told us to call them probloprunies.
Close.
And I, the two of you hold the keys.
Griffin, where are you recording from?
I'm in my house, and that's where I can't leave.
The Keylutions, if you will.
You guys have the Keylutions to my problopunities.
Okay, close.
And, please, I've never asked you two for anything. Please, please, God, please.
How much money do you need, Griffin?
All the money you have. This is a family-wide shakedown. Miss Banks. Miss Banks said, "I'm going to ruin the McElroy family."
That's why she quit A&TO, because she said, "I'm going to own their asses full time."
She does, guys. This is bad. This is real, real bad. I didn't read anything because Tyra delivered me the contract in a sterling silver briefcase that said Tyra on it. And she cracked it open and showed it to me. And I said, "Tyra, I don't know why you would try and fuck me." And so I signed it without reading it. And she didn't just fuck me. She fucked everyone. She fucked everyone in our whole family. I'm so sorry.
Man.
Justin, your beautiful baby daughter, I'm afraid that her name's not Charlie anymore.
What is it?
It's Tooch.
It's Tooch?
My niece's name is Tooch now.
Is Tyra adopting her?
Nope, but she does have her.
Griffin signed her away.
What, like Jareth in Labyrinth? Tyra stole my baby when I wasn't paying attention?
Yeah, I mean, you still have to like take care of her because Miss Tyra is busy, but... And please, it's Miss Tyra. she does not... Guys, I'm in a lot of trouble.
I don't understand why you don't just go to the dinner. Like, I'd go to the dinner. It's free. What are they going to do? They can't make you do anything. It's still America.
When I go to the dinners, Tyra makes me eat the silverware.
Okay, well, not...
Well, Kevin, this has evolved past you owe her money to she is torturing you.
She's turning you out at this point.
She's a bully.
She is not a bully. She is the ruler. She's the precious queen of America. And if I hear you say one more bad word about her, Travis, I'll burn your shit down.
Do you still need money?
I need all the money you have, please.
Okay.
She needs it.
Griffin won't really interact with him much. Griffin's more of a conduit, a funnel.
I'm just kidding. This has all been a joke. I'm sure Tyra Banks is a lovely person. It was not a joke. I really do need all the money that the two of you have. Just Venmo it to me. I'll send you a couple requests.
I don't know how to use Venmo.
Yeah. Can I just like mail you a cashier's check?
I had to sign up for it today to help pay for a pizza, and I realized that you can request money from people using the app, and so I immediately requested 100,000 American dollars from my friend Eric, and I told him, you know what it's for.
What and, do we but do
here's
now?
The thing. Wait, if he pays it, I never have to work again a day in my fucking life.
That's true. It's a
it's
one
a good risk.
I know you're listening thinking $100,000. That's not, you don't know. I can stretch that shit wide out. First
Griffin's
of all,
an extreme couponer.
I'm going to take 50 G's, put it all on black, spin that wheel.
50 G's on red.
And put 50 G's on red, too. Win-win, baby. Oh, shit, it hit the green one. Oh,
it bounced out and rolled down the carpet and went outside.
Eric's going to get another Venmo request. Another 100 stacks?
All right, I'm getting this show back on track. Do one of the things that we normally do. A Yahoo answer, maybe? You got one of those?
Another thing that we also do a lot of... is we go to the money zone.
Have we earned
if
it?
If only we talked about money enough to make a good transition.
Yeah,
oh,
this
well.
Is me. This is me Venmoing everybody listening their ear dollars.
Folks, I want to take a second to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
Are you? What? Now, before you tell us about ZipRecruiter, do you know about ZipRecruiter? Because like you stumbled with the name of the thing.
ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.
He's a space ace.
He's space
also an HR representative.
He's a 1950s space ace who just happens to be in the HR field as well when he's on land. Earthside, as he says.
When you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with dozens of different job sites. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100+ job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you a precog?
I'm a precock.
100+ job sites and 6 million resumes. That's a really good return. Like... I have done hiring for a couple different businesses now, and it is grueling. Yeah. Like, to try to find a way to get your job posting in front of the right people, and then to kind of sort through and say, well, yeah, but how do I know we got the best applicant? How do we know we got everyone we possibly could? 6 million resumes, you're getting the best people. You're getting the right people for the job applying for your thing. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother, ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother, you can try it for free and get access to, like, get your shit in front of 6 million resumes. Like, that's,
yeah.
That's
also
good.
If you use the My Brother coupon code, it's not a coupon code, it's a URL extension. When you use that URL extension, it automatically filters out all the resumes of racist people.
That's correct.
Cool. That's a big
value add. And it puts you into the running to be hired as the fourth McElroy brother.
That's true.
They post 100+ job sites. I'm sitting here thinking about that number for the first time. That's a lot. I'm pretty sure there aren't that many. Like,
do people need jobs that bad in the world?
They must
are
be
there people looking
into,
for jobs?
They must be getting into some niche stuff, right? Like Arkansas ice cream tasters for you.com, stuff like that. Like
funjobs.fart.
That only qualifies you to work at the Funny Bone.
Now, how many of those are GeoCities?
Now listen, funjobs.fart. It's a fun name, right? Obviously, we're all laughing and having a great time on this podcast saying the words funjobs.fart. And it is with a Z. Thanks for asking. Yeah, funjobs with a Z, dot fart.
What kind of jobs are on funjobs.fart?
Here's the thing, though, Travis. It started as a joke, right? And they did like a joke commercial. That joke commercial accidentally ran during the Super Bowl. Now, everybody's using funjobs.fart, but they can't change the name or else people won't be able to find the website anymore. Let that be a lesson to you.
ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother. That's the URL for you.
I know it's not a competitor. ZipRecruiter.com definitely posted funjobs.fart. So,
you're covering all your bases.
You're all good. Now listen, making up beautiful websites in my brain and sharing them with the world is exhausting and hungry work.
Well, there's only one thing you can do about that, Griffin. Let's go to naturebox.com/mybrother. From snacks like peanut butter nom noms or sriracha cashews, it says here I can substitute in my favorites if I like. The
favorite for me is, of course, Parmesan garlic pop pops. I was enjoying some before we started the recording, and it almost tore my family apart because they had
auditory flavor taste, dream sensation, auditory nightmare.
Can I give you an auditory sample of Parmesan garlic pop pops?
No, you fucking can't. No, I'm going to edit it out, and you'd only be doing it to me and Travis, and I hate that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
No problem. I said no problem.
You're just sitting there with them in your fucking mouth now. I can hear how it's changed your tongue shapes. God, no, no.
From snacks like peanut butter nom noms or sriracha cashews, my favorite is...
I left that in the show.
Oh, good. Mini Belgian waffles. I like that.
Okay.
Nature Box has over 100 delicious snacks to choose from. They get delivered directly to your doorstep. They have brand new choices every single month. Nature Box is full of flavor, but without any of the junk. So head to naturebox.com/mybrother and unbox a world of taste and possibility.
So
that's
good.
naturebox.com/mybrother for your first box of a hand-picked snack sent directly to your doorstep. A world of taste and possibility.
It's like ribbon. You open the box of Nature Box and you're transported to a world in which everything tastes like something. A world of pure imagination, if you will.
You eat some peanut butter nom noms and then you see a little goat man. He's doing a dance. He's playing you a lullaby on an ocarina.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Pop Pops.
Do not follow him. I cannot stress this enough.
Oh, my God.
He has killed before, and he will kill again.
So listen, you're going to be confronted with his horny visage every time you eat anything from Nature Box. But the flavors are great. Just remember, it's worth it. You take a bite, and you swallow it. You're going to see this goat man turn right around. Do not acknowledge the goat man.
Do not go with him.
Do not go
with
him.
He will tell you that unless he knows the secret password that your parents gave you when they sent someone to pick you up, do not go with that goat man.
I know you're thinking, in this fantasy world, I feel like I'm invincible. You're not.
You're not. That is merely the flavor. That's the flavor overwhelming you.
If you die in the Nature Box dream fever, you die in real life.
I got a message for Emma,
yeah,
the most amazing girlfriend ever Blankenship. That's a mouthful of a nickname, but that's from her incredibly handsome, talented, loving, and modest boyfriend, who does not provide his name here, so I'm going to call him Dougie. Happy birthday, Emma. Congrats on
reaching... It's me, Dougie, your boyfriend that you love.
Your boyfriend named Dougie. Congrats on reaching 21.
Teach me how to.
No.
Can I finish this fucking message?
Please, please do.
You're amazing and beautiful. P.S. How cool is it that the McElroys are talking about you? Well, Dougie, it's very cool.
I feel like maybe we're giving Dougie a little bit more attention than Emma, and I don't think that's what Dougie intended. So let's turn our gaze away from Dougie. We've had a lot of fun with him today.
Okay, I'm opening my heart to Emma, the most amazing girlfriend ever, Blankenship. Doesn't have many details for us to sort of ruminate about, Emma.
21, huh? Time to sip on some alcohol. Or if you don't drink alcohol, that's fine, too. Either way.
I'm going to see what I can uncover about her on Facebook.
Oh, God, no, that's creepy.
Yeah, I'll just open up her Facebook and see what...
Justin, no.
That's no problem. No problem at all.
It says right here she's into Fetty Wap.
Sorry?
How about this? I got another message, though.
I'm ready for it.
And it's for everyone. Oh,
cool.
Shit. Let me try this again and give it up maybe the proper, I don't know, broadcast it deserves. This message is for you, listener, at home. You're listening to this, or in your car, or on the street. Wherever you are, this message is for you. And it's from Ryan Hupperts. And Ryan Hupperts wants you, the listener at home, he wants to say to you, hey, what's up? And I left a little pause there for you to answer Ryan. Don't say it now because you'll interrupt one of us. But I just hope that sort of instinctively you're like, not much, Ryan, just chilling. Or eating a hot dog, Ryan, with my dad. Or, you know, back at the gym, it's chest day or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, just blasting it. Yeah.
But just let Ryan know what you're doing. He's worried about you. Maybe he wants to take part. Maybe he wants to be a part of what you're doing. Maybe he also wants to eat hot dogs with your dad.
Yeah, why don't you just connect with him? I'm sure he's on LinkedIn. You can email him.
Yeah, how come you never call Ryan?
Yeah. Rydog@rydog.fart. Rydog.fart is another place he's contactable.
But anyway, Ryan, I'm recording a podcast with my brothers.
to answer your question.
I'm checking my fantasy football scores.
Son of a bitch.
Ryan, I'm worrying that the first half of our podcast wasn't very funny because we started on a very honest yet dour note for about 10 minutes. So that's what I'm doing right now, Ryan.
That's what we do, though. We throw ourselves in the comedy briar patch by being not funny for a long time. And then from that, we hone it like a diamond or a sword.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller. And if you're not listening to our podcast, Baby Geniuses, you're missing out on stuff like...
Camille Nanjiani solving the Zodiac murders.
Who's like, would you ever go to a friend and you're like, hey, could you lick all these envelopes for me? You'd be like, you're a serial killer. I'm leaving right now.
Guy Branum talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And it was just a great moment of like, oh no, I'm here, boys. Like, I'm on this side of the bench.
Megan Amram talking about intimidating baristas.
Just feel like they're always in character. Like, they're always in character as, like, cool hipster girl. Mm-hmm. And I just want to break through that barrier.
Plus, every week we explore a new Wikipedia page and talk to a crazy expert in the field of nonsense.
Well, any hack can make you not have a boner. I mean, it's about how you do it.
Right.
You
know?
And we're the only podcast with regular updates about Martha Stewart's pony or your money back.
We're not going to give them their money back, are we?
No.
Let's keep it.
Yeah.
Listen to our show every other Monday on Maximum Fun.
Yay.
Yay.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
This Yahoo was sent in by Zoe Kinski, climbing the ladder. Thank you, Zoe. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sellacake, who asks, a good name for a sports drink? I have to design a brand new product, and it had to be a sports drink. Do you guys have any good name ideas? Thank you so much. Smiley face. Me and my partner can't think of a good name. I don't know if this is like a school project and they're talking about like their school partner in economics class or something, or if it's just like their life partner, their love partner.
But I do like that they gave us literally no information to work off except that it is a sports drink.
Yeah.
Is it a like flavored drink? Does it have electrolytes in it?
Well,
is it some kind of protein milk?
This is how things work in R&D, Travis, and I've worked on a lot of rad, is what we call it in the business. I've worked on a lot of rad, and really the name informs the product. You name this shit, and then you decide what the shit's going to be based on the cool name that you've decided, because you sell the name, you don't sell the juice.
Do kids still like irony in names of stuff?
No, they're post-ironic at this point.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I was going to say lazy juice.
Lazy juice, that would be ironic.
That's just what I call alcohol, though.
Has anybody actually... Listen.
Like that, Griffin. That made me very happy.
Thank you.
Listen, has anybody actually made Haterade? Like, has anybody made it? Like, has anybody taken... Nobody owns that trademark, right? Like, could you buy some actual thing called Haterade?
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let you get that in the same way that they wouldn't let me go out and they wouldn't let me trademark, like, Joca-Cola. Because they wouldn't let me go out, and they wouldn't let me trademark Depsy, which is a different brown carbonated sugar water for you to enjoy at home, or Diet Depsy, or Pyatt. It would actually be Pyatt Depsy.
You could probably, though, get Patrick Dempsey to be your spokesman for Depsy.
Hi, everybody. This is Patrick Dempsey. This is going to get confusing. But stick
with me here. You might want to turn subtitles on.
Folks, you're going to notice this ad is 4 minutes and 30 seconds long. You're going to need to hang in there. Okay.
A lot of this is going to be... Listen, it's not Pepsi, and it's also not Dempsey, although it sounds like it. No, it's not called Dempsey.
You have to worry about someone going out and making Dempsey.
Yeah. Or, no, they couldn't call it Dempsey. They would have to call it, like, Simpsy or something.
Anyway. I'm Johnny Depp, see? And this is...
Stop. The good news is, I know we're struggling.
We brew it here in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
Maybe good news would be, like, a good name for it. Give me some of that good news. Like, pour me up a glass of good news.
Ooh, I like that.
Whenever I go to a bar... Ever again, Justin, that's what I'm going to say to the bartender. Let me get some of that good news, partner. Excuse me, what do you want? Oh, you know.
Can I get a good news in vodka, please?
Can I give you guys some answers that Yahoo provided?
Fuck yes, you can.
Alicia provided the best answer, which was in all caps, and it's pretty good. Exersport.
Okay.
That's real good.
TM.
And then question mark provided a bunch of real stinkeroos, like frizzin. Frizzin?
Frizzin? What does that have to do with sport? Is that, unless you're like nothing. Directly marketing to sports in prison.
Yeah. No, like F-R-I-Z-Z-E-N. Not like prison. Is that what you thought I said was prison?
I thought you said frizzin.
I did say frizzin.
Because it's for prison.
For prison.
For prison.
That's actually the next suggestion. the one after that is cool quick. And then there's quicks. And then there's ice sport. And then there's Bolt Beta. And then there's...
Whoa, hold on. Bolt Beta, it hasn't quite made it out of the research and development phase yet.
We're working on
it.
Thank you for helping us test our fluid. Let's talk about Power Beat. Give me a glass of that Power Beat. You gotta drink it out of a glass, because it's fucking artisanal. I just won the big sports game. And thanks, Power Beat. You gave me jumping energy. I want to talk to you guys about Aqua Elite. What's Aqua Elite, you say? Well, I think it's Aqua Athlete.
Like Iron Man. You know what? Like Aquaman.
Here's a similar vein. Fresh Leet. Fresh Leet is very good. How about Vox? What? Justin and my employer. And it means power in Latin. I'm like 100% sure that's not true.
That's not accurate. Yeah. Pretty sure it does not mean that.
Levitas means lightning in Latin. Again, pretty sure you screwed the pooch there.
Yeah. Incorrect.
You know what's a whole market that no one's capitalized on?
Power Beat?
Sports drinks served hot.
Oh, that's a great point, Travis. God.
Where's your like hot sports drinks?
Give me some of that power tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe a nice like just a boiling hot cup of tea. Because you watch these sportsmen, right? The sportsmen, they play out in the snow sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like raining and it's cold. And you don't want something icy and cold when you are icy and cold. What about like a hot cocoa kind of sports
drink? Hey, are you drinking a hot toddy? No, it's hot body. Get on.
Right? It's right there.
We're going to lose. Got to say something, though. We're going to end a lot of coaching careers early.
No. What should we do, coach? It's third and one. Punt. Definitely punt. Are you sure?
We're in. Has anybody seen coach? He just left.
We're in field goal range. You think? No. Here's what you do. We're going to do the old ball dropsy. What's a ball dropsy? Just, you'll figure it out. Just get out there. Please, God, don't win this game.
It's another 0-0 game in quintuple overtime. These coaches seem very nervous.
The coaches are standing back to back in the center of the field, circling, protecting one another.
They've crafted spears out of the down markers.
It's their only natural defense.
Oh, shit. What? And now an interview with Bill Belichick. Bill, tell us about the secret to victory today. Because he's been melted down.
Okay.
Was he a coach?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Got it.
From downtown.
Put a sports one right in the bucket. Oops, there's another one. Looks like I'm deep in the paint. Three sports jokes.
How come you never see coach? Like, if it cold or hot, if I was a coach and the game is going well, like, you'd have to find me. Like, yeah. I think, especially if the score's high, I'll think, well, they've got it from here. I'm going to go.
If any coaches are listening, the next time somebody dumps Gatorade, I want you to turn around and smack them in the face.
Yeah.
How dare you?
No.
If I was a coach.
Yeah.
What's so fucking funny about that, Travis? You think it's unbelievable I could coach a team?
No, it's just more this dreamlike way in which you said it. If I was a coach, you know what I'd do?
When I am coach?
When Griffin coach?
Guys, when I am coach? Guys, when I am coach? I
can't say it! Guys, when I'm Dauber from coach?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, coach?
When I am coach? Not there yet. Slow your whistle down.
Yes, defensive coordinator.
When I am coach, when I am coach of team.
When I am sports boss.
When I am
president of sports.
When I'm the points mayor, here's what I want from you.
When I'm Dr. Touchdown, the first thing I'll do.
Oh, fuck me. All right, when I am coach of team, I would not let that shit fly. Are you kidding me? I need to be respected. Because if I don't have to respect, then they're just going to do their own plays out there. They need to do my plays.
That's why teams only ever win one Super Bowl, because they start practice the next year, and every player on that team is thinking, I dumped some sticky juice on your head.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You belong to me.
I don't respect no sticky coach.
You're probably still sticky right now, aren't you, coach?
Let me touch you.
Who's a sticky boy?
There's a power beat residue. Oh, shit.
I've always considered myself a fashionable guy, but as I approach my mid-30s, I find myself questioning if I can still rock new fashion trends. So you've come to the right place. Should I pull off a flat-brimmed baseball cap with a brightly colored shirt, or should I hang it all up and just rock the hallway less like a runway and more like a hallway? That's from mid-30s swagger.
Well, now I'm thinking about A&T again, so thanks, dude.
You know what you do? You look to one man. That man is Jay-Z.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he transitioned from fashionable young cool guy to fashionable adult man. A fashionable father, cool guy, suit guy. He's not like cool. He's not cool jersey and sneakers guy. He's like fashionable suit and tie guy now. That's a transition you get to make at 30.
I certainly appreciate Jay-Z's style and his art and everything about him, but I get nervous about my own authenticity when I do anything new with my look. I went to the Gap.
More of a Pitbull man?
No, I'm saying I fell into the Gap yesterday, and I was with a group of my friends today having brunch, and I referenced the Juliette Lewis commercial where she's dancing with the Daft Punk robots, and they all looked at me like I was a psychopath. I feel like everybody knows that commercial, right? I didn't invent it in my mind in a dream state, did I? I didn't pass through the... anyway.
Griffin, I love you. I've never heard of this.
God, Fuck. Fuck. Okay, anyway. I went to the Gap yesterday because I had to buy some khakis because I was going to a wedding. And I saw these brown jeans and they looked tight-legged. And I said, get those fucking jeans. And I did. I did get those fucking jeans. And I put them on and I thought they looked good and I thought they really... encased my meat in a nice way that was pleasing to my eye, but it's new. Like, I don't own tight pants, and I certainly don't own brown jeans. That modicum of change was enough to make me worry. Like, my friends are going to see me like, what are you doing wearing these tight brown jeans, idiot? That's not your style. You wear things with, like, those little loops on them that you put hammers in, even though you're not, like, a guy who uses hammers ever. That is your look, cargo boy.
There's another man to look to here, Griffin. That's Bruno Mars.
I can't. Okay, you keep referencing people that, like, I can't look. I can't.
But you know what? Okay, there's two different kinds of style, and I'm sitting here in a paint-colored T-shirt. But hear me out. There's two kinds of style, right? There is like world style. There's like the fashionable trend style. Then there's personal style, which I think is deeply respected more so in mid-30s than that like trendy style. That idea of like, oh, that's a guy who like has figured it all out for himself.
Yeah, it's just it's either exhausting because you have to keep evolving that personal style, because if you don't, the other thing happens, which is just like you get hemmed in to a look. And like, I don't want to put Justin on blast, but Justin, you've got a very personal style. When I see you, I say, that's Justin. I'm not confused about who it is, because at this point, like, I know your personal style.
How would you describe it?
Mostly just like...
cool vacation dad.
Cool vacation dad.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to criticize you, and I don't want to like
I couldn't care less.
That's also part of your style.
Mine is showy hipster cowboy.
Showy hipster cowboy is definitely Travis's thing. Me, I'm just sort of an amorphous clothes horse. But what I
but Griffin's an inscrutable blob.
You can't wrap your mind around me. But just what I'm saying is, I feel like you're not. Your look hasn't evolved since you first. Okay. And you're okay with that. You're cool with that.
Well, I spend that time. It takes X number of seconds to think about how your clothes make you look. This is the opening. I'm just quoting the opening of Jesse Thorne's Put This On. But let me just encapsulate for you. It takes X number of seconds to think about how you look. If you decide you're not going to think about it anymore, that's a lot of free thinking seconds that you got
to think about how much you miss A&TM, for example. That's just one example.
God, yeah, see, and now I'm looking, maybe I should get into fashion just to fill my fucking days with anything other than the weeping and gnashing of my own teeth.
My style icon is Paul F. Tompkins, because there was a time when that man was podcasting 23 and a half hours out of every day. The fact that he wore pants at all is a personal triumph. And he single-handedly, he walked into the podcasting community and said, hey, we don't all have to dress like dipshits just because we record podcasts. And he elevated the game. Guy looks not fresh, like that, fucking every time I see him.
He is also a self-described late bloomer. Yeah. And, like, you can, like, look back over his career, and he has not always been the trendy motherfucker that he is now. Like, he, at some point in his adult life, went, you know what? I'm going to choose my look, and I'm sticking with it.
I just find it really hard to... I'm like, not to turn this into a pity party, but I'm an overweight gentleman. There's a in the visage department, there's a lot of work I have to do to get my look right that is not relate it right now. Me spending a lot of money on clothes would be like buying diamond paint for a house where the pipes are falling out the windows. That's like, it doesn't make sense.
You are wrong, Justin.
Yeah, you're so wrong.
Trust me on this.
When we took
sorry, you don't get to tell me I'm wrong.
We took you to that men's jacket store.
Yeah,
we all tried on jackets and we looked good. We looked
real good.
We look good.
And then you know what then happened then after that, Travis? About 5 minutes in our podcast, I took the jacket off. You know why?
Because we were hot.
Because I was sweating. I was sweating everywhere.
That's what I think when we went to Max FunCon and Paul F. Tompkins was there, John Roderick was there, and John Hodgman was there, and you look at these three dudes who are like wearing suits and looking real good, real fly, and it was hot as shit. Yeah. I was in a t-shirt and shorts and sweating my face off.
No, yeah, you got to risk it for the biscuit. That is for sure, Travis. That is the most essential element of fashion is pleasure is pain. And I agree with you there.
Do you remember the Cincinnati Live show when I believe his name was Cole? Cole asked about like having a uniform where he was like black t-shirt, jeans every day. The older I get, the more I am on board with it. I own so many black t-shirts and jeans. It's a good way to go, man.
I wear a white t-shirt with a green sweater vest and khaki shorts every single day of my life.
And a belt on your head and your underwear on the outside of your pants.
Because I'm Doug Funny. I'm Quail Man sometimes.
No, we got you.
This question got pretty real, huh?
I do think there is an element also to be considered this, like, and people say, well, you know, if you just comb the straight, like, There's a financial aspect of this question too, right? Like
there's a lot of different aspects to this question, but like I think we can't ignore the fact that like when we bought those jackets, we took them off during our show because it was 250 fucking degrees up there. We were basically performing inside of an Easy Bake Oven, but it was you felt good when you bought that jacket and you put it on. You looked at yourself and say, hey, this is a new look and I look good in it. Just go to the Gap sometimes. Just drink it in. Fall into the Gap and just like take a look around and say, I don't own this. And this would probably look good on me. And then just try it on. And then buy it at the Gap.
Please support the Gap. The Gap needs you now more than ever.
It's important to me that you trust the Gap. Trust them.
I'm jealous of people who are into fashion. I would like very much.
Yes, absolutely.
To be
y'all are.
Into that. Like, I feel I would be, I think, if I was like a little more confident. I feel like I would be the sort of person that would get like deep into cool clothes and have like cool suits that everybody thought, hey, you know, a cool guy.
You know, I'm jealous of. I actually have some friends in town who are like this. They get like cool shoes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like cool those like shoes. Cool shoes friends. Like they cool have different. Shoes. They have these like loud colored kicks, and I see those and I say, those are fresh. I don't own those. I own like three pairs of brown slip-on loafers with gel insoles built into them. Shitbirds. I can't. I say, friend, look at your shoes. Friend, look at my shoes. They are the opposite shoes.
You know, some people, I was looking for shoes to wear with jeans. Because I wear tennis shoes with jeans a lot. That looks like shit.
A lot of people know the secret. I don't know the secret.
People are wearing shoes with jeans? I Googled shoes you wear with jeans, like to look good, like what shoes you wear with jeans,
and Google just said, "Are you serious?"
Like serious, I went into Macy's, and in my effort to try to phrase this question, I actually think I asked the saleswoman, "Where are like the shoes that people wear?"
Zeep zop zorp. I am an alien trying to fit in.
I am a human looking for human shoes. You know how people wear those things that humans put upon your feet?
You know how people wear shoes? Just like regular people are out there wearing shoes.
Yeah.
And they're not just every day wearing the same pair of like slip-on Sperry's with no socks.
Can I give you the secret?
Yeah, what are shoes?
The secret is not in the shoe, Justin. It's in the cut of the leg of the jean and how it fits over.
Oh, well, that's easy. That's an easy one. My cut of my jean is rolled up because they don't have any that are short enough for my stupid legs. Next question. What else you got?
Justin, I'm not going to listen to this anymore. Your bullshit.
I will not listen to your Justin bashing.
Yeah, I'm fucking done with it. Over
okay.
it.
Okay. There's a difference between being self-acceptance and like being down on yourself. I guess that's what I'm saying. I guess I'm an inspiration. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm proud of you and your strength. Let's end the show now.
Thanks for listening to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I feel like we helped a lot of people today.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about fashion and sports.
Yeah, we had some fun time in there. Sorry that the show started off slow, but if it makes you feel any better, we'll never talk about ANTM ever again because it's gone forever. Bye.
Bye.
Griffin's going to Eternal Sunshine it right out of there.
Yep.
If only.
I mean, we did promise to remember you, literally at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. But we're just not going to bring it up on the podcast.
Okay.
We would like to say thank you again to Nature Box, where you can order hundreds of great-tasting snacks. You can go to naturebox.com/mybrother to sign up for a box of great-tasting snacks.
I'd give you some snack advice right now, but I think I've concretely proven myself to be a non-reliable snack narrator at this point.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Good time, good album, front to back listen. I want to say go listen to all the other shows on Maximum Fun Network. Shows like Jordan and Jesse Go, shows like Throwing Shade, shows like Wham Bam Pow. We all do other shows on the network. Hey, this week we've got a new episode of The Adventure Zone coming out. The three of us recorded with our dad. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the best episode yet.
I think so. I was getting caught up in the action,
yeah,
the thrills.
If you don't listen to the show,
I have a great new character on the show this week.
That is true. If you don't listen to the show, we're only like 25 episodes in, so it's easy to get caught up, and it's a show where you play D&D. If you never played D&D, you don't know anything about D&D, that's fine. I would argue probably most of our listeners don't.
It's also broken up into chapters, so you could start it at the beginning of a certain chapter of the show and start listening from there if you want to. You will probably miss out on some stuff, but like if you want to hop on, that's and you don't want to go through a big back catalog, that's you know, that's the way to do it.
Just missed 420, didn't we?
Fuck. It's 5:20 here, so.
Well, you did. I got 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Set an alarm, Trav.
Let me know how I do. So, yeah, go listen to all the other Max Fun shows. There's shows like Sawbones, which Justin does with his wife, Sydney, and it's a show about medical history. Travis does Can I Pet Your Dog? You produce that?
I produce it, and I talk on it.
Yeah, you get up on it.
Also, Bunker Buddies.
Bunker Buddies. You got that one. There's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good programming on the Maximum Fun Network.
My YouTube food review show, Things I Bought at Sheetz, is back.
Oh, my God. You've been on a tear. These past few apps have been, like, next-level shit. Yeah,
thanks. So that's back. You can find that on YouTube. You can go to SheetzShow.com. That's Sheetz with a Z, show.com. It's just a regular food review show where I buy things at the gas station, convenience store, restaurant, Sheetz, and I review them. And that's what happens. It's just a regular show.
I also have a show with my friend Brento Floss where we talk about what's trending on the internet.
That's not a name.
What? Well, his name is Brent, but I mean, on the internet, he is known as Brent. It's his nom de internet. but check it out. It's called Trends Like These. You can go to
Trends Like These. I think it's nom.com, right? Nom.com? Is that a thing?
Nom.com. Trends Like These.com. Go check it out.
Nom de fart.
We also want to say thank you to everybody who sent us stuff in the P.O. boxes. I'm saving up some stuff to talk about. Once we got like a big bunch of it, but if you've got anything you would like to send us, you can send it to the West Coast. Is PO Box 341769, Los Angeles, California 90034.
And my PO Box is just kidding. I'll never open a PO Box. Sorry, Thrax heads.
And the East Coast PO Box is
PO Box 54, Huntington Beach, Virginia 25706. Please don't send perishables. I rarely check it.
Or the Thrax.
or the Thrax. That would also be great if you wouldn't
please
send that.
Please don't send the Thrax.
Please don't Thrax me, dude.
don't Thrax my boy. This final Yahoo is sent in by level 9000. Yeah, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yahoo Answers user Edgar. Oh, shit. Edgar only has 1% best answers. That's the lowest rating I've ever seen. That means he does this a lot.
It means he's answered at least 100.
At least 100, right?
He's done 280 total answers, and exactly 1% of those, 2.8 times, he's really got it. Anyway, Edgar asks, in all caps, why on earth does Jamie Oliver ruin an Asian salad with fucking pomegranate seeds? That's pushing my ideals, Jamie!
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
My brother, me, kiss me, mad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hello, I'm Taku, the Elven Magician.
Merle Highchurch here, the master of clerical magic.
I'm Magnus Burnsides, the fighter.
Did you guys like that? Did you, the listener, like that? You were just swept up in a world of high fantasy and magic where anything can happen and anything is possible. Hi, I'm Griffin McElroy, Dungeon Master for the Adventure Zone, a new podcast on Maximum Fun, in which magic and mystery intertwine for a very erotically charged role-playing experience. You can catch it every other Thursday here on MaximumFun.org or iTunes. It's for Dungeons & Dragons, but with family.